Hey, this is Jodie. I've just endured what no woman should ever have to endure in her life, but it goes on behind closed doors and has done for many, many years, and there is nothing you can do to stop them. It just crops up every now and then, and it's horrific. And it takes a couple of hours, and basically at the end of it, you are stooged of money. What I'm talking about is party plan. I hate party plans. Women love them. I don't know why. Some women don't. I'm in the do not. I hope a majority and not a minority, but anyway. They're just awful. You sit around making crappy small talk, generally with people you don't know. You probably know one or two. Sometimes lucky enough to know a few more, so you can have a good time. But today, for instance, I only knew the hostess. So I was with a couple of other women, and they didn't get my sense of humour because I've got a warped sense of humour. So I have to tone it down a little bit, and I find myself being fake. It's terrible, but you just sit there oohing and aahing over crap. In this instance, it was makeup. Oohing and aahing over crap, the way people look, telling them how wonderful they look just for fun so that they'll buy it. I know that sounds horrible, but I don't like party plans, and we do them. I will help anybody at all, and I will go along to these begrudgingly, but they should be banned. There is no saving to be had when there's an extra margin involved in giving the hostess a gift. Don't think they're free. We're actually paying for it. There is a margin involved that goes to all of the customers that are buying, all the other guests that are buying. And women just go crazy over these parties. They will buy things that they never use. I went to a Tupperware party. Now, Tupperware's good product. It's heavily overpriced. But your mind goes blank and you feel guilty and you feel under pressure or whatever the case may be, and you'll end up buying something. I bought this ridiculous chopper. You twist the top and these little rotating knives chop onion. You can't even fit a full onion into this little contraption. I think I've used it twice just for the novelty of showing somebody something you can do very quickly with a knife. And you've still got to chop the bloody onion in half to get it in there, so it's not really saving time. It's probably saving 10 seconds out of your life. Well, woohoo, it probably took me 10 minutes to find the stupid thing in the cupboard in the first place. But anyway, I feel much better now that I've had a big whinge and I've been to my party plan. Hopefully all the ladies were very happy with their purchases. I personally was not. I've bought hand care products, hand softening kit, because apparently my hands were like a construction worker's beforehand, and I needed that like a hole in the head. So there we go, $70 down the drain, and I've got a bloody hand softening kit. Great. Maybe I can give it to someone for Christmas. My whinge is over. Thanks for listening.